This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's absolutely incredible to be witnessing all of this. But seriously, an entitled briefcase model, Meghan Markle, may bring down the royal crown. I'm not even complaining. I mean, this bimbo, I'm no fan of hers, but it's hilarious to see the royal crown squeamishly trying to figure out how to deal with her. It just shows how pathetic they really are. But it makes you wonder about that Prince Harry after all, doesn't it? Maybe there should be a DNA test. Just a thought. A DNA test for Prince Harry and his alleged father. Just an idea. There could be some serious stuff going on there. That's why it might not be making any sense on the surface level. Anyway, I have covered almost all of the news here that I was planning to get to, so I'm thinking about opening up the phone lines for the third hour, and then I'll be back. I do have 6 hours worth of news today. I'll be back hosting the War Room from 3 to p.m. Central. That's what I normally host, but doing double duty today. So I've got plenty of news that I've got reserved that I'm going to cover there and other video clips. But I've been able to get through all my news here today for the most part. So I'm thinking I'm going to open up the phone lines when we come back. In fact, I'll give out that number now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, to get in on the lines today. And anything we've covered so far is fair game. Here's the other headlines I haven't gotten to yet. Is the fake UFO invasion inevitable? U.S. has secret evidence of UFOs breaking sound barrier without a sonic boom. So you have all this news about aliens and the Navy talking about UFOs, and now Air Force talking about UFOs, and commercial airline pilots talking about UFOs, and they're releasing all these, like black box tapes and images and such. And now they say a UFO has broken the sound barrier without creating a sonic boom. So who knows what's really going on? But boy, oh boy, you just feel like it's all playing out part of a plan for humanity that's been in place for long, long periods of time. So when are they going to roll out the aliens? Looks like they're greasing the skids for that right now. Bernie Sanders, in response to Elon Musk, so Bernie misses the mark again, but, you know, his point is interesting here in responding to Elon Musk. Space travel is an exciting idea, but right now we need to focus on Earth and create a progressive tax system. Oh, there it is again, his tax system. Give me a break. Yeah, how about less taxes? See, here's the funny thing about liberals. They want more taxes so they can give you more money. Huh? What? That's literal mafia gangster, you know, give me your cut and then I'll give you a percentage. So Democrats and Bernie Sanders communists want to take your money so they can give you a little bit of it back. But that's what he's all about. So that children don't go hungry. No, the free market solves poverty, not communism that creates poverty. People are not homeless and all Americans have health care. Again, the free market solves these issues. That's been proven. Communism kills these things. The level of inequality in America is obscene and a threat to our democracy. Again, all because of big government. Big government is killing the middle class. Taxes are killing the middle class. But this is in response to Elon Musk. Hey, Bernie, in case you didn't know, Elon Musk and SpaceX is in the private market. Now, people argue there's been a lot of money given to Elon Musk from the government to run some projects. But why not go after NASA, Bernie Sanders? Don't go after SpaceX. Go after NASA that claims they have a new rocket that they can put on the moon. I think they're just saving face because they're getting their ass kicked by Elon Musk right now. But CNN has a story. Scientists want to build a doomsday vault on the moon. Well, why would they want to do that? Because they are destroying the Earth by design? And the New World Order is coming, so they need a doomsday vault on the moon, which is going to have sperm and seeds and humanoids and all this stuff to save humanity. So they care about humanity all of a sudden, but they want to end the carbon life cycle. And by the way, here's an issue that we all face, and Elon Musk is the only one addressing. Traffic! What the hell, man?
Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Imrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Imrix essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
The good news is the world is awakening to the lies of the mainstream media and the New World Order agenda and the corruption within the Democrat Party. Americans are getting sick of the double standards. Wide open southern border, they get to come in without masks, infected with COVID and released into the country, but every American is treated like a bioweapon that needs to be mashed up, double masked up, tested every day, and shut in. So Americans are sick of it. We still have a desire to be free, most of us, and so it will win out in the end, but it's going to be met with the New World Order, and so it's going to be a true unstoppable object meeting an immovable force. We're about to see what that's going to look like. But you have to say, I mean, from my experience, just from going about town, I mean, I don't know if it's Biden voter remorse, because I don't think anybody voted for Biden, but it's Biden awareness. It's New World Order awareness. It's corruption awareness. And part of this is a backfire because of all the things they said about Trump, and they forced people, because of their attacks on Trump, they forced people to really pay attention to government and politics for the first time. And so now that Trump is out, but they see all the issues still remain and they're actually worse than ever, and it's not really making sense in their head, so they need a new boogeyman. But the boogeyman isn't there because Biden is not seen, and so then they just look at the overall issues and they say, huh, how come gas prices are going up? How come my energy is being shut off and prices going up? How come we don't have a southern border? How come they said stimulus money and we never got it? How come they passed $5 trillion stimulus in the last 12 months, but I didn't get a dime? What's going on here? That's Washington politics as usual. And we wish Trump would have done something more about it. We wish he would have really fought him in a kamikaze-style mission, but he bailed out at the end and he flew his jet to safety, and so that's fine. But that's where we're at. So the New World Order is back in command. And the Biden administration is committing open treason on a daily basis. That's not just rhetoric. That's what they're doing. The southern border being wide open is the perfect example. So, but not only is it open treason at the southern border, it's also crimes against humanity, stacking these people in like sardines. So first telling them to come here, they'll be taken care of, then stealing from us to take care of them, but then stuffing them like sardines into these cages, all for a political agenda. To destabilize the United States of America. That's a crime against humanity. So the Democrat Party is committing open treason, open crimes against humanity, and the only reason they get away with it is because the media is there to protect them. That's it. So that's what we're dealing with. I've opened up the phone lines. Anything we've covered so far today on the Alex Jones Show is fair game. 877-789-2539. I'll be here with you till 2 p.m. Guys, who's hosting the fourth hour today? Wonderful. Gerald Celente, always the great Gerald Celente. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour. I'll be handing him the baton at 2. in an hour. I'm going to take your phone calls till then, and then I'll be back in the driver's seat hosting the War Room today. Believe me, I held over a lot of news today that I didn't cover here that I'm going to cover in the War Room, a lot of video clips as well, and some great guests. So that's all coming up. But I want to take your phone calls. Guys, you can give me the phone board there. Real quickly, remember, InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, do not take InfoWars broadcasts for granted. You know, I was so used to, just for the last, I don't know how many years, getting home from work and immediately tuning into Rush Limbaugh. And so it's not that I took Rush for granted. You know, he's passed on to heaven, but I miss it. I miss that. I miss having Rush Limbaugh there when I got home from work. But that was inevitable. Everybody dies. Don't let that happen to InfoWars, where you're used to tuning into InfoWars first thing in the morning, or you're used to listening to the Alex Jones Show at 11, or you're used to listening to the War Room at 3, or you go back at the end of the day and go to band.video and look at all the stuff we've covered. Don't wake up one day and have it gone. And it won't be because anybody or everybody here died. We've got a large crew. But it'll be because of the censorship. It'll be because of the attacks against us and the lies and everything that is going on behind the scenes. So your prayers always needed and appreciated. But remember about the financial support aspect of it at InfoWarsStore.com. And so Alex is off today taking care of some serious business. I saw some people commenting on the show yesterday that I hosted, like, oh, where's Alex taking a break? What the heck, man? No. You even see Alex when he does actually take a vacation. He doesn't take a break. He's still here every day while he's on vacation. So when Alex is not in studio and you don't hear from him, that means he's up to some serious business. So your prayers, maybe Alex can talk about this when he gets back. Hopefully it'll be some good stuff developing, but he is taking care of some serious stuff right now. So your prayers are always needed. Your financial support is always needed. Don't wake up and have that moment of taking it for granted. Man, I wish I would have supported InfoWars. I wish I would have spread the links, because we get censored out of existence. But right now you've come through. We're still here. We're on air 10 hours a day minimum, 6 days a week, most times 7 days a week now. So it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials happening at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check that out. While it's still available. All right, do we have a call screen? Like, what's going on, guys? I still don't have a caller board over here. Okay, got you. All right, well, that's just fine. Okay, there it is. Sorry, guys, no, I sprung this on the crew last minute. They weren't prepared for this. Nobody's bad here. We are just live. We don't script anything. It's totally from the seat of our pants. So they had to reset the caller board and everything, cause I gave them like 5 minutes to do it. But we got the calls up now. We got the board in front of me and we're ready to go. I can take probably a call here and then we'll really, bear down and take your calls for the rest of this hour until Gerald Celente takes over. Speaking of bearing down and taking calls, we have Bear, who is called in from Wyoming. Bear, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Going. Glad to see you. Hey, long-time listener, 24-hour streamer of the InfoWar. Anyway, it's getting real hard and real difficult to stream you guys. Censorship has been going wild. They've been messing with audio feeds out of sync and whatnot, and it's been pretty hard. People ask me why I do it, and I'll tell you why. It's because of your great products, guys. You've literally saved my life. The X2 opened my mind up, cleared me up more spiritually, and I got to thank you for it. Anyway, I know you got a lot of other callers, and if you'd like to catch me, I'm over on Bear's Place over on Twitch 24/7, or I try to be. Y'all have a good night, and we'll talk at you later. Thanks.
Thank you, Bear. And, you know, look, I got to be honest. You know, I stream InfoWars as well in the morning, the American Journal with Harrison Smith. If I'm not hosting the Alex Jones Show, the Alex Jones Show, and then obviously, you know, my show and friends and family tune in. I mean, I don't want to make a big fuss of it. People understand we're under attack. We have to build our own infrastructure. So, but, you know, I'm well aware of the technical glitches. And believe me, it frustrates me just as much as you. And so I don't really know what else to say or do about it. I mean, Believe me, it's a pet peeve of mine, too. And, I mean, I would just say this. How about this? I will open up my email because, believe me, folks, I want these things taken care of. I'm not a tech guy. I don't deal with the IT department here. And they're great guys. I don't know what it is that they deal with. I don't know why, you know, you're having these problems. But believe me, I hear your complaints. But I'll tell you what. We need to do something about it. We want to be better. I will open up my email, owens@infowars.com. Send me all of your technical glitches, and I will forward those to the IT team, and we'll see if they can do anything about it. Again, we're under all kinds of attack here beyond just the censorship. I'm not an IT guy. I don't work with the IT department. But believe me, I get frustrated when you see some of the glitches that are ongoing and they seem to never be fixed. So you know what? We'll work on that. We'll work on that. Send me any glitches you have to owens@infowars.com, ons@infowars.com. I'll forward those to the IT team here. Maybe we can get some of this stuff figured out.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Take a bunch of phone calls here, and then Alex Jones is going to be joining us. A couple breaking news stories. We have another white supremacist attack on an Asian man. Guys, you want to get the white supremacist here who attacked an Asian man on the subway in New York? Can we get a shot here of the white supremacist that did that? Yes, thank you. There he goes. Awfully black skin for a white supremacist there. So yet another white supremacist attack on an Asian man on the subway. So that's good. Medical examiner, that nice lady that died after the COVID vaccine. Medical examiner says, no, it was not the vaccine. But my crew was reading the story during the break. They still don't know the cause of death, though. So they don't know the cause of death. They just know it wasn't the vaccine. That's not how that works. It was the vaccine. You're not going to fool anybody. Hey, but you'll get a free donut if you take a vaccine. So, you know, go get a free donut. We go back out to the phone lines. Jesse calling in from Missouri on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Been dying to talk to you since your Sunday show yesterday.
Well, you got through.
Yeah, I did. Said a little prayer, and then you turned the phones on, so that made that happen. So if I'm not discounting what you're saying at all, I totally agree. There's probably millions of people pouring across the border right now. Would it be possible to send a crew out, an InfoWars crew out, to video that and catch that happening?
Yeah, here's the problem.
They bust it wide open.
Here's the problem. We basically are down to three reporters, and we're all on air 3 hours a day. So we're trying to expand. We're kind of at max capacity right now. I mean, if we had like a flood of cash come in at InfoWarsStore.com, a flood of cash, then maybe we could hire another reporter. We just don't have the capital, and all of our reporters are on air in studio every day. So it's kind of a frustration. And Alex is having to do a lot of things outside of the studio, handling a lot of work issues. I mean, that's part of the problem too. The number one voice on air here is also the business manager and, I mean, everything, the technical director, the strategist, everything. So it's like, so when he goes out, then I have to fill in, and then we have the depth chart rotation and everything. So the good news is, whether or not there's an official representative of InfoWars down at the border or at the event coming up on Friday, a lot of these people are in touch with me. They're sending me intel. They're sending me news reports. So we'll at least have access to what's going on. But as far as a reporter being down there, we just literally don't have one. So, I can't be in two places at once. But we'll see. We're going to try to cover it. The good news is, again, though, you've got other people that go out there and do it. I mean, Fox News is covering it. It's pretty much the only one. But even NBC News and people send out there, and they're like, they talk to the illegal immigrants. They're like, yeah, we're coming in for Biden. So, I mean, it's not a complete necessity that InfoWars is there right now. That's why we're not, because other people are. But maybe we'll have a presence there.
Yeah, I know. You guys have done it before in the past. So I was just that was my thought on it.
Yeah, and of course, it was Joe Biggs, who used to work here, who went down to the border. This is when we had like five reporters. We're down to basically none, just show hosts now. I mean, I do field reports, but I'm on air every day. I fill in for the Alex Jones Show when he's out. So, I mean, it's just impossible. But, yeah, we sent Joe Biggs down there. He was down to the border for a couple hours, caught smugglers, drug smugglers, all kinds of illegal border crossings. Laura Logan goes down there for Fox News. There's gunfights every night. By the way, Joe Biggs is a political prisoner of the Democrat Party right now, as well as other veterans and friends and family of InfoWars. I don't even really go too off into it. It's kind of emotional, but, just folks, it's not good, the treatment that we're getting right now to our veterans. I mean, look at this. The veterans are sleeping in the halls of the Capitol building and in parking garages, but they've just earmarked $86 million for illegal immigrants to get into $400 a night hotels. I mean, the Biden administration is king. And they swore to protect this country from enemies foreign and domestic, and that's why the Democrats are pissed. Their enemy's domestic. We all know it. The veterans know it. And their time is coming, man. Sorry, I'm not trying to yell. Jesse, thank you for the call. Let's go to, let's see what I want to do here. Man, oh, man. Man, oh, man. Let's go to Smokey in Virginia. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Smokey, go ahead.
Howdy, howdy, Owen. Yeah, look, man. So I used to work for local government, and I had a coworker who still is, I guess he's still working for him. So he called me about 2 weeks ago, and he was like, hey, you know, the county's pretty much forcing all the employees to get vaccinated. And so he took the vaccine, and man, not even 48 hours later, he had a catastrophic major stroke that left the left side of his body paralyzed, and he left the remaining side, which he still has full use of, he's got such bad tremors in. And man, this guy was the breadwinner in his family. He was the one paying the bills. You know, in the county, they're not going to recognize the fact that the vaccine did this to him. You know what I mean?
And nobody ever is held liable. So he got Bell's palsy. He's numb on his left side. What's going on now?
Man, this guy, he was as strong as an ox, dude. Just right before he did this, I saw him. We went to the range, had a good time. I mean, he was fine and dandy. And now, you know, he can't walk. This guy can't walk. He can't even hold a cup without spilling it all over himself because the tremors are so bad, and half of his body paralyzed.
Hey, but he can get a free donut from Krispy Kreme.
And what they're doing, what these globalists are doing, is they're killing us slowly. They're killing us softly with this inoculation. And, you know, they have total hands off, no legal repercussions.
They own us. I mean, what is it going to take for people to realize that they're property of a global government, they're property of medical tyranny? I mean, if this forced vaccination that can kill you isn't enough, I don't know what it's going to take.
I don't think I'm seriously losing hope because not enough people are standing up for their religious freedom and saying no to this vaccine.
Well, now you see why they removed God from schools years ago.
It's awful. Thank you for taking my call, Owen. God bless you, bud.
Thank you. Folks, look, we do whole shows where we ask people like that to call in, but we don't even have to ask, man. They'll call in all the time. So, I mean, just here on the show alone, we've had hundreds of people call in talking about negative side effects to their friends or family. I mean, they even admit, I mean, I covered the Bloomberg story. They even admit mainstream news. This is not a vaccine. It's brand new experimental technology. We won't know the real side effects till years down the road. But hey, take it anyway for a virus that you're 99.9% likely to survive, even if you catch it. I mean, we're all slaves on this planet, man. Unbelievable. People don't want to accept the facts. They don't want to look at the reality in the face. Let's go to Bomb in Brooklyn. Quickly, you got 60 seconds. Bomb, go ahead.
Yeah, Owen, just really quick, the scenario with the Meghan Markle thing. I kind of saw that scenario as something that they wanted to try to get ahead of this whole diversity thing because, of course, as you know, they don't have a very good reputation. Mostly anybody who knows about the royals knows somewhat of their history. And so in order to kind of save face, they kind of jumped ahead and, you know, brought in this this young girl who's, you know, has a African American descent, whatever. And so I don't know if this thing is backfiring or whatever the case might be with regards to that. But that's what it seems like to me.
I feel like this is really outside of everything, and that Meghan and Harry are running their own shenanigans right now. Maybe even blackmailing the royal family. I mean, it's just totally out of control. Hey, I don't care. Let the royal family collapse to a briefcase model. That'll be the funniest thing in world history.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. Is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now 2.5 hours into the Alex Jones Show on this live Monday transmission. You'd think before I got live here on air, I would comb what's left of my hair. But now, there I am getting that done. Thank you to all the TV viewers, all the radio listeners for tuning in today. Owen Schroyer has been doing a kick butt job hosting today.
I am here on the East Coast of the United States on a very important mission, and I will have a special report for you by tomorrow. We will be premiering here on the broadcast, and I will be back in Austin, Texas, by the second hour of the show tomorrow. But really, just pulling back from this, more and more I realize that the 35,000-foot view, the 100,000-foot view is the most important. Because if you pull back and see the whole thing, you understand it's a globalist, worldwide takeover of every sovereign nation. But if you're going to take down a nation, if you can take down the greatest country in the history of the world, hands down, we've been it for 200-plus years, if you can do that and kill the idea, the dream of America, then you can bring in your global tyranny. And so I'm just seeing a ultra-massive awakening happening. You know, they've got all their racial distractions, and they've got all their infighting and their war of the sexes. But at the end of the day, that's big mega corporations that want to consolidate control who are involved in divide and conquer. And so I see what's unfolding on this planet. I see the tyranny of the globalist as a sign of their weakness. It doesn't mean that they aren't on the offense. It doesn't mean that we're not in trouble. But at the end of the day, these are the actions of desperate individuals, and there is a massive sea change happening. I'm a well-known prominent person, which has its negatives and its positives, but I get to, like a sensor, like an engine sensor, I get to experience things the general public doesn't. So if you're into liberty, if you're into freedom, you feel alone. I mean, I know that when I'm around people that, you know, are patriots, I do as well. But when you become more prominent, you get to interface with people, and it blows you away with the actual numbers of people that are totally awake and the numbers of people that are partially awake. And those who are on the partial road to waking up can be woken up basically fully. Of course, nobody's fully awake but God, but you're on the process of becoming more awake each day. So it's really hit me the last few weeks or the last month that I don't want to apologize to listeners because it's all a process. I got really depressed when they stole the election from Trump. Even though I've been eating less and even exercising, I gained like 30 pounds just from cortisoids, stress hormones that your body releases. And you know, just the last year, you know, my beard's basically almost gone gray. And it's because the weight of knowing we're right, the weight of knowing this is a satanic takeover, the weight of understanding as a man, I get really upset with myself and I'm never satisfied thinking it's my fault. But God literally just told me, he said, you got to just do the right thing, but be cheerful, be positive, and tell others to be cheerful and others to be positive, because God's real and God's promises are real. And the gift of consciousness is amazing. Of course, there's evil in the universe. That's the nature of free will. But we've just got, and when I point my finger at you folks, like I always say, three fingers are pointing right back at me. I'm preaching it myself. We need to be positive. We need to be happy. We need to be thankful. We need to be appreciative of our family and our friends and our neighbors and stand up for them against tyranny and not be selfish and let this get to us and feel like we are totally to blame. And that may sound weird. What do you mean? Don't be selfish. Don't say I'm not totally to blame or you're not totally to blame. Yeah, that's still selfish. That's putting ourselves in front of God. That I feel like I could defeat this new world order if I just worked more hours, or if I just did more videos, if I wrote more articles, or if I just did more. And didn't spend time with my family. Well, you know, it's worth it, because I've told myself this before, and I'm working at like 2 a.m. I haven't seen my children in 2 days. I'm like, you're being a bad dad. Doesn't matter. They won't have a future if I don't do this. But at the end of the day, we won't have a future if we don't spend time with our children at the same time. So we got to do it all, basically, and then give it to God. We go as hard as we can. We're strong as we can. Then we got to give it to God, because everything about the enemy is depressing us and making us upset and feeling ugly and feeling bad. When we were made by God, we've got to rejoice in God, worship God, and worship means connect to God. It's not just bow down. You're just in God's presence. It's so strong. You get on your knees because the whole universe opens up and it's intense. You're actually hiding from it. It's so big. It pushes you down like weights of gravity, good gravity, makes you cry. But at the same time, we can't be arrogant enough at a subconscious level. Because it doesn't seem like arrogance. I've got to beat this. I've got to fight this. I've got to win. I've got to be the strongest. I'm not doing enough. No, you do as much as you can, and then God's going to carry you the rest of the way. That's what faith is really all about. So I got a lot of news to cover here in these final couple segments for the next guest host. Takes over Paul Joseph Watson's tomorrow. This is the great Gerald Celente today. But Again, I'm persecuted. I'm attacked. That's a positive. Christ said, rejoice because you're being persecuted in my name. And again, I'm not a priest. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a Pharisee. I'm not on a high horse telling you how good I am or how perfect I am. I'm the opposite. People say, well, why are you so religious? Why are you so Christian? I've always been a Christian. But as I get deeper into the fight against the New World Order, as world governments announce, as the Mark of the Beast is announced, as they openly come for our children, as they openly promote Satanism at every major music and sporting event that's national, we are in a fight against good versus evil. And it turns out the Bible's real. And it's all true. And God wouldn't give us a cheat sheet. God gave us free will, but also gave us a cheat sheet. So that, hey, I'm not just going to give you free will. I'm going to cheat a little. I'm not saying God cheated, but you know what I mean. I'm going to give you the enemy playbook, and I'm going to warn you, because I'm not going to send you into this war without some training. And so that's all I'm telling people is, if you don't feel fulfilled, if you don't feel empowered, if things don't make sense, it's because you are trying to fix it all yourself. The atheists tell you, oh, it's only us. Your dog or cat doesn't really love you. It's anthropomorphizing things. No, it does love you, and all the studies show it. It releases endorphins, too. And humans love you, and we all love each other, and there's love on this planet. We need to magnify that and promote that, not be overly fake positive where we ignore the evil. No, we need to promote good, condemn evil, and just move forward together. But, Owen, does that make sense to you that I just think since the fake election in December and January 6th, you and I think we're both really negative. You've been positive a lot as well, but we were both at each other's throats. I've known you 5-6 years. We weren't until then. Not a lot at each other's throats, but, you know, both of us really pissed as men that this is happening. At the end of the day, we do as much as we can, but trust in God and take the stress off because God gives us the way to do that. Does that make sense?
Well, it's funny you say that, Alex, because, you know, there's all this stuff, you know, the rumor mills about InfoWars, and it's just, we're just as real as it gets. I mean, we'll have tiffs. We'll go into office meetings and pound on desks to try to figure out how to defeat this stuff and be the most effective. But, you know, the key there, Alex, is, you know, it really is all about love. And the more we can promote love and be an example of love, the better off we'll be. And part of the problem we have is we just stare into the abyss of evil all day long. It, like, sucks us in like a gravitational force. And so our energy starts to kind of fall off that cliff, too. And that's why it's so important to get back. It's to just get into nature and just experience God's creation. See a sunset. See a river. You know, get on a creek. Get on a lake.
Tucker Carlson is absolutely right. Nature is medicine. God gave us that to soothe us.
So I think that the problem we have, Alex, is like you said, I mean, we're just so busy condemning evil, looking into the abyss of the evil, warning humanity it's coming. And the key is to just be able to find an outlet, whether it's floating on a river or, you know, hanging out with your family, going on a ski trip, whatever it is, and not becoming the abyss because you stare into it all day
exactly.
long.
Exactly. That's what Jesus said. Jesus didn't say, look at Satan, he sucks, he's bad, he's a joke. He said, get behind me. We just move forward, we build the new world, we say, get out of our way, Satan. Not like, yeah, they're scum, they're liars, we know they're fake. Let's talk about the better world we're building. Let's talk about the future. Does that make sense?
And I think that if we could just, you know, that's the thing we know is if we could just get this new world order off our back, if we could just get this tyranny off our back, we know the potential that humans have with the technology we have, the knowledge we have, the ability to communicate in nanoseconds with somebody across the face of the earth. I mean, this is all empowering to humans, but it's being used against us and it's being set up to create a prison planet. As you named the TV station years ago, PrisonPlanet.tv, that's what they're trying to build with the technology. So instead of empowering humanity with it, they're trying to oppress humanity with it.
You're absolutely right. And that's the key to this is fight it, expose it. But at the same time, don't just fight the barn the devil's burning down. Build another barn as well. You know, don't just talk about the evil that's going on. Do that, but also celebrate what's good so people have a choice. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Before he does the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m., always excellent, always jam-packed. And like I said, I'll be back if the flights aren't delayed sometime. I'm flying out early in the morning from where I'm at. I'll leave it at that. And I should be back for most of the show tomorrow, but regardless, Owen will be there. But I wanted to raise this point. This is something I see a lot, and as patriots, as Christians, as nationalists, as populists, as conservatives, or just pro-humans, whatever you want to call us, just common-sense people, I catch myself doing this. I catch our listeners doing it. I catch everybody doing it, and it's BS. It needs to stop. Oh, look, Governor Newsom's a hypocrite. He's having $1,000 plate dinners with a bunch of people not wearing a mask. He should wear his mask. Or, oh, they're giving, you know, liberals are getting the vaccine secretly when they weren't 75 or older. Remember, that was the first group supposed to get it. They're stealing it for themselves. We play into it's this thing everyone wants, and it's this infusion, this essence that's so rare, like meeting a leprechaun that, you know, is basically riding a magic unicorn. And it's the same thing we see in this headline, at Infowars.com. And I'm not bashing Kellen McBreen, who's a great writer, great brain, who wrote the article. I'm just saying here is the angle. Illegals receiving COVID vaccines as citizens complain about lack of access. Well, at first they were letting all the illegals in, not even checking to see if they have COVID. What about bubonic plague? What about TB? And so it just becomes an idea of, oh, look, we're being mean to the citizens. The illegals are getting this. We're all in this together. Do I want them to collapse the third world and flood us with tens of millions of people who become political operatives and vote illegally? No. But Mexico announced 10 years ago that it was the law that all little girls had to take Gardasil. Well, Gardasil attacks and sterilizes a large portion of the girls that take it. It attacks their ovaries. Now, do I want to be flooded by people from anywhere who are poor, who the Democrats control? No. But do I want to sterilize them? No. I want to empower them with liberty. So this isn't, and it's a great article because it shows how there's prioritizing over citizens. Now they give free tuition to illegal aliens but not citizens, and it's a plan to bring people here so they can be exploited as a new underclass. Let's be clear. The enemy's not the poor people coming here. They're being exploited by the globalists, by big tech, by all of them, and we shouldn't allow it. We should have a real pathway to citizenship where people understand what they're doing. So they're not enrolled by the UN, prepared at refugee centers, and brought up here. But just to say then, oh, I finally get access. Oh, they're already saying, hopefully soon, Fauci goes, your child will be able to get it. There might be enough. Well, children don't need it, even if you believe the hoax that COVID actually kills 0.1%. It doesn't kill any young people. So that's a fraud. And it's not a vaccine. It's an mRNA gene therapy linked to cancer. They don't want that out. So that's the issue. It should be, let's not let them experiment on the illegal aliens. Because I see the headlines everywhere. Black Americans aren't getting enough of it. They deserve a special clinic set up for the blacks at the sports stadium. And I can tell you, I was told this by a high-level doctor. It's come out in the news. And a whistleblower. They give the poor neighborhoods, I don't care if it's white Appalachians or whether it's blacks in Detroit, special vaccines. And the other people get the ones that aren't tainted. So when you hear there's a special inoculations for blacks or Hispanics, let me assure you, Bill Gates and the UN saying they love brown people, ladies and gentlemen, they want to hurt you. And the good news is, blacks especially, but also Hispanics, don't trust the vaccine because they know about secret experimentation. Is the nurse injecting you bad? No, she means well. But the big pharma companies doing it, just like in Tanzania and then a bunch of other countries, they caught the vaccines coming in saying not for use in Europe. The Tanzanian president shot his mouth off. One day later, was dead. He was the guy that exposed they were doing fake COVID stuff and they were lying. He was also the guy when he was a scientist working president that exposed they were putting HIV in the vaccines. That came out mainstream news. Well, he's dead now. But I'm sure he's with our Lord and Savior because that's what God's looking for, people to take one for the team. They clearly killed him. He was leading all of Africa out of this. They killed him. He disappeared for 2 weeks and was found dead. So, yeah, that's called kidnapping. So there's been a coup there now in Tanzania. That's what's going down. So you don't go, oh, my gosh, the Mexicans are stealing our vaccines or the Hondurans or the Venezuelans. You go, no, 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 no. They're taking disadvantaged people and hitting them first. And somebody needs to get those ampules. They need to get those bottles and test them. I bet you it's even worse. These globalists are sick. So a million of Americans complain they're having trouble getting their experimental COVID-19 vaccines. Notice Kellen got that in there. He did a great job. Illegal aliens are guilt-tripping businesses into giving them shots first. And, yes, they've been trained to be, I'm a victim. But, see, now they're becoming the real victim by playing victim because the globalists want you to be a victim so they control you so they can really victimize you. Eligible Texans are struggling to find vaccination locations, while thousands of Mayo Clinic employees are wondering when they'll get their dose. Many grocery store employees around the country complaining about the wait for the jabs, while people with serious chronic conditions are frustrated by the lack of access. This is how they create the frothing begging. It turned out with Cabbage Patch dolls, Monchi cheese, and they even made a movie about this with Schwarzenegger about the Turbo doll. You get a new screw that you've paid in a major city. It could be Cincinnati, where it could be Miami, it could be Austin, it could be L.A., it could be big city, medium-sized city, doesn't matter. There's hundreds of cases of this. But people see through it now, so they don't do it as much. And all you do is you have like 20 dolls or 20 toys, 20 army tanks. And then you show people fighting going, I want one. It's sold out. And show two women fighting. That makes everyone run out to buy the toy. Now you've got back orders. Now you can make a million of them. That's all they're doing with the shots, folks, is I want it, I want it. Remember, oh, it's going to be 2 years till you get it. Oh, it's only 6 months. Oh, I got to have mine now. This is total and complete manipulation. Owen, what's your take on this?
Well, what's amazing is that now the mainstream news, I covered a story out of Bloomberg, and I forget the other mainstream news article, but they're now admitting, Alex, it's not a vaccine. It's an experimental biotechnology. It's never been tested before. We may not know the results for 2 years later. We're all taking part of this great human experiment, but it's a good thing. Yay. So they're even admitting it now that this is not a normal vaccine. This is an experimental biotechnology gene therapy. And so it's kind of like, oh, now that the side effects are going public, now that the deaths from the vaccine are going public, now they're kind of rolling it out like, oh, yeah, well, we're just testing it, but we had to because of the pandemic. And if you have a negative side effect, it's okay because you're helping humanity, which, of course, is the leftist ideology, which is kill yourself to save the planet. So that's what it's all about.
Well, that's right. Wear the mask. You're dirty. You're bad. You're evil. And exactly. First, they admitted mRNA was illegal for decades because it caused so many deaths. Then they create a stampede, say it is an mRNA when it is. Then it causes death. Now they're like, okay, it is. So people get comfortable with it. This is all a psychological test. But the good news is 25 countries in Western, Eastern Europe, Southern Europe have banned it. That was a few days ago. It's more every day. A whole bunch of countries worldwide like India have banned the mRNA vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer. And so it's coming out. The good news is it's coming out. But I'll tell you this, folks. The censorship is massive. And that's why, and I'm going to make some announcements here very, very soon. InfoWars has stayed on the air for 27 years. I've been on air 27 years. InfoWars has been around 25. And we've only done it because of you. But behind the scenes, the globalists, the enemies are trying to shut us down. 50-plus Democrat suits. We've gotten knocked down to 6. But they use these to just absolutely deplatform us, go after our bank accounts, everything. That's why I've got plans to keep us on the air, and I'll tell you more about it soon. But believe me, don't take for granted that InfoWars will just be here in a month or 6 months or a year if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products, and if you don't support us. You've seen everybody else getting shut down. There's only a few people barely hanging on. Rush Limbaugh's dead. They're trying to shut down Tucker Carlson. InfoWars is just as prominent as those great guys. Okay, and without you, we will not be on air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com during the big mega blowout sale on all these different select items. BrainForce Plus, the great nootropic, 50% off free shipping. There is a big list of other products like Alpha Power, 50% off free shipping. And also we have all the Emerge Essentials products, the deodorant, the natural organic body wash, shampoo, essential oils. It's all there. We've also got Cabachill in regular strength and extra strength. We have the fluoride-free, concentrated, activated charcoal toothpaste with no aspartame. It's really excellent. That's 50% off the toothpaste and the mouthwash. Down and Out, Sleep Aid, they're all 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what keeps us on air. We're not sponsored by Soros. We're not sponsored by the globalist. And now has never been a more important time for InfoWars to be on the air. We're having such a great effect thanks to you. We cannot do it without financial support. All right. Owen Schroyer is going to take off for the next hour to get ready for the War Room in 60 minutes from now. 62 minutes from now it starts. InfoWars.com and Band.video. And hopefully more stations pick it up. A lot of stations are picking it up. That's coming up 3 to 6 p.m. Then, of course, there's National Journal with the great Harrison Smith. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Also, Tom Papert, co-host. That's coming up. Thank you all for spreading the word. But first, we have the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.